Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
From radioinfo.com.au. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing for Wednesday, the 22nd of April. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. The first episode of Podcast One's The Briefing is on everyone's lips. Co-host, News Corp journo Annika Smethurst, has revealed her feelings over the AFP raid on her Canberra home last year. In the podcast, Smethurst told how her life was turned upside down after 7 federal police marched into a house looking for evidence into the leaking of a classified document. Last week, the High Court ruled that the warrant for the raid was invalid, but the evidence could still be used and Smethurst could still face charges. Several charitable foundations are funding a radio documentary series on the impact of the summer bushfires. From the Embers will run on community stations across the nation from the 21st of April. The first episode, Radio Saves the Day, details the importance of radio to local communities during a disaster. Still on community radio, and the COVID-19 Quick Response Grant is ready to receive applications. The $200,000 grant program is open to community stations that have been on air for 2 years and don't have any paid employees. Individual station grants are limited to $2,000. ARN has sold its digital media and marketing arm, INC Digital Media. The buyer is Impulse Screen Media. ARN Chief Operating Officer Michael Harvey says the digital business no longer aligned with the company's strategy going forward. The Association for International Broadcasting has opened its 16th annual competition for journalism and factual productions. CEO Simon Spanswick says the need for fair and impartial information has never been greater. With podcasts being discovered by a whole new crop of listeners during the current lockdown, Acast has boosted its Australian sales team. Adam King joins the team from the company's UK office, and Liam Daly previously held sales roles with News Corp. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.